Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Kobe Lewis. Kobe is a running back for the Central Michigan Chippewas and is one of the top returning players on a talented offense as he rushed for over 1,000 yards and 12 touchdowns this past season. Kobe, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
No problem.
Now, at this point, we're hoping we have a normal college football season. It's been a little bit of a different offseason that you guys have had to go through. But taking it back, what have you worked on during this time off to get yourself prepared for where you want to be for this upcoming season?
Game, but it questioned it in a good way, because I know that even though things are going on throughout the world, I know I still have a goal and I still have somewhere that I would like to be. And, you know, so that made me as a person, like, I found ways to get better each and every day. Even with gyms being closed, you know, things being shut down, somehow, some way, I found a way to get better. So that really showed me personally that I really love the game and I really, you know, have a big drive to be where I want to be at the next level.
Well, I'm success.
Thrown in too fast, so that was the one thing that I looked at that was pretty good. And then coming up into my sophomore year, I focused on things like getting bigger, faster, and stronger, and, you know, just learning the game more, and adapting from high school to college.
Kobe, early on in your career, thinking about coming into Central Michigan, was there a player coach who took you under their wing and helped you get acclimated to now playing big time football in the MAC?
Adapt me to the college life. And then, you know, after the first freshman year season, we had a lot of coaches changes. So we brought in Coach Mack and running back coach Cordell Jackson. And with just them and the offensive staff and the staff here, they helped me become, you know, brought a lot out of me that allowed me to play at a high level and, you know, brought my skill set up from learning from people like Jay Ward, going behind him, you know, with under his wing. So that was something that played a major role in, you know, my success last season.
Kobe, you mentioned earlier that you contributed on special teams and kick returns. How important do you feel that it is that players contribute not only at their regular position, but also on the special teams?
Teams and coaches, that you're not just one dimensional, you know, you could be used at many places. So when it comes down to getting looking at scouts and getting recruited by NFL, they can see that, okay, you're accustomed to being on the special team side, so that's somewhere we can use you, and then you can work your way in, you know, to the offensive defensive side from there.
Keeping with the idea of the NFL, Kobe, what do you hope to show scouts and GMs on film in this upcoming season based off of last year? Like, what do you felt were some of your weaknesses that you want to show improvement on in this upcoming season?
In this upcoming season, my main focus to put on film is pass deception, because I know that at the next level, that is very important for a back to be, you know, able to pass protect and protect the million dollar quarterback. So that's something that I'm going to take, you know, give myself a goal and plan on putting on film that I can protect the quarterback very well.
Kobe, when looking at some of your performances last season, for example, against Northern Illinois, 143 rushing yards, Bowling Green, 125 rushing yards. Do performance like those, do they give you a boost of confidence?
It always gives me a boost of confidence. Any 100-yard game, you know, that's my goal. That was my goal last year, to get as many 100-yard games as I can. But after this year, I kind of went back and looked at games, and I still feel like I left a lot on the field. So this year I hope to, you know, not leave no regret where, okay, after the season I can go back and watch film, okay, and say, okay, I got every yard that I could possibly gain in these plays that I was on.
Do you have any statistical goals then, Kobe? We saw the production last year. Are there certain areas where you want to improve on statistically?
Pretty much everything, man. I just want to have a better year than last year. Because, like I said, I still feel, even though I had a 1,000-yard season, I still feel I had left a lot on the field, even with me being young, you know. So last year was like my first, pretty much my first time, you know, being out there actually playing on the college level as far as running the ball. So now that I'm, you know, kind of older and I got the experience, I plan on, you know, increasing number, increasing stats, and most of all, coming out with a MAC championship if it's is one.
And Kobe, talking about MAC championship, last year you guys were defeated by Miami of Ohio. Very tough game, but what do you feel this Central Michigan football team has to do this season to win a MAC?
I think most of all we have to do is finish. We got towards the end of the season, I feel like we kind of got a little complacent with knowing that we already had a full turnaround from a 1-11 season, and now we're at the MAC championship game. So, you know, that was a big turnaround for us. I feel like we kind of got complacent. So I feel like for us to get back there and actually get the job done this year, we have to finish. And that's like the main thing that coaches and the staff and us as a team has agreed on, that this year we have to finish strong.
Playing under Coach Jim McElwain, what's that been like? And could you describe your relationship with your head coach?
Coach McElwain, man, when he came in, just knowing his background, coming up, growing up, I've always been a Florida Gators fan. And with Coach McElwain coming in and knowing him and knowing his background and knowing that he came from places like Florida and places like that, it kind of like allows me to feel like, you know, we are doing the same thing. We do the same thing as the bigger school, so we're really not missing anything. That was my main focus. Coach Mack and our relationship, he's pretty good. He loves us. You know, he always look out for the players. Everything he does is for the players. He always trying to make things better for us and put us in the best positions possible.
Cody, coming from Georgia, can you talk a little bit about the recruiting process, what that was like for you, and why you ended up choosing Central Michigan?
Central Michigan was the first school to offer me. It was more like trying to stay loyal thing. I built a great relationship with the coaches before coming in. So, and, you know, being a kid from Georgia, I kind of wanted to experience something different, come up north and, you know, do something that too many people from Georgia or my area city don't really do. And we had a guy up here from my area, Corn Jameson, so. He kind of took me on his wing and let me know that everything was going to be all right. So I did come this far to play football.
Kobe, how do you think Central Michigan has set you up for success, not only on the field, but in the classroom for life after football?
Man, being up here at Central, it has taught me a lot. Last year, I was struggling with finding a major. I went through so many experiences, meeting new people, you know, trying to get information and trying to decide on what is it that I want to do. Because I know at one point that football is going to come to an end. And I've met a lot of major people. They took me under their wing, you know, gave me good tips and information, even allowed me to experience things that I would may want to do after football. So as far as Central Michigan being like as a school, I love it.
Kobe, in high school, you played both sides of the ball. You played defense and offense. How do you think knowing defensive tendencies and defensive plays has helped you on the offensive side of the ball?
Playing defensive back in high school kind of like taught me what defensive back or defensive players are watching on offensive side. So tendencies, I know defensive players kind of look at running backs' tendencies. They, when I make moves, I understand that they'll talk to train and look at your hips, you know. So that kind of helped me as an offensive player. So now that I know that, okay, these are the types of things that defensive players are looking for, here's what I can do to, you know, either allow them to miss or mislead anything. So me being a defensive back, that definitely helps me on the offensive side of the ball.
Most guys don't usually transition from cornerback to necessarily running back. We see a lot, maybe wide receiver, just with the nature of the position. So what went into that decision, and what was it like when your coaches told you, hey, Kobe, we want to see you play running back? What was your reaction to that?
I wasn't too depressed or anything about it, because growing up, I always played running back. I didn't really start playing defensive back until I got into high school. It was something that I tried out and then, you know, ended up staying good at it and practice on it, you know, because I wanted to be allowed to play either side. You know, I wanted my way into college football. So if I wasn't going to be a running back, I wanted to have a chance to be a college player as a defensive back, and, you know, vice versa. So, but growing up, I always played running back, so it was like second nature to me. So it wasn't really no big problem to me to come over on the offensive side of the ball.
Like Jack mentioned earlier, you racked up 12 touchdowns last year on the ground. But the first touchdown, what was that feeling like when you got your first touchdown?
Man, my first touchdown, it was like, you know, joy, like almost how you was when you were a baby, you know, Christmas Day came. Like I said, I didn't get any touchdown my freshman year, so it was like I hadn't had a touchdown since senior year in high school, so it felt good to, like, you know, finally be at home.
In addition to having success on a field, a really important aspect of playing football is the idea of a home game. What's it like playing at Kelly Short Stadium? Can you describe a typical game day for yourself, Kobe?
Typical game day in Kelly Short, man, it's great. The vibe, the energy from the fans, the energy you just feel in the town, period. It's maroon and gold everywhere. Just coming out, seeing fellow classmates, even professors, people in the community. It's just great to see their faces, and they love football because this is a football town, you know. So this is pretty much all Mount Pleasant has is Central Michigan football, and they're behind us 100%. So it feels good coming out and, you know, making sure – and then winning at that, putting smiles on the community's faces and giving them something to look at and say, you know, okay, we got something good going here in the community.
This season will definitely be one of the more interesting seasons played. Obviously, most likely not going to be fans at the stadium. So how much of a difference maker is that going to play on the Central Michigan football team?
Fans are always important to the game, but at the end of the day, man, it's all about playing football. Whether it's one person in the stand or a million or none at all, you know, we still have come out at the end of the day with a victory, and we still have goals set as a team. So, I mean, as far as fans not being there, it plays a major role in, like, the energy in the stadium, but now that they're gone, the team and teammates have to bring the energy to replace those fans. So it shouldn't be too much of a factor.
The idea of playing in the MAC, it's really cool. Kobe, are there any other programs that you like playing against, whether it be because of the atmosphere, the fans, just the rivalry? Do you have any other opponents you love going and playing up against them?
Most definitely Western. Western is a pretty good rivalry game. You can really feel the energy. I've been here 2 years, and each game was energy. Like, you know, it makes you feel like how the bigger schools and their rivalries be. It's a real rivalry. It's very intense. And that's something that I came through high school. A lot of our games are intense rivalry games. So it just reminds me of home.
Kobe, hypothetical question. If you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
If I could get trained by one player in the NFL, it would probably be Ezekiel Elliott. That's my favorite running back in the league right now. He also plays for my favorite NFL team, which is the Dallas Cowboys. So I would love to, you know, experience and get to learn tips from him.
In addition to Ezekiel and even including him, are there certain NFL players who you like to watch and take pieces from their game or guys you think you play similar to?
Of course. Le'Veon Bell, he played a major role. I also like going to look at the old guys, Bo Jackson, Emmitt Smith, people like that, Barry Sanders. I like to watch their style of play just to see if I can bring it into the new year. Because there was a lot of things they did back then, you know, that worked. And those are Hall of Fame players. So I always want to take from the old that, you know, learn from the new.
And Kobe, do you have any career aspirations of once your football career is over?
Well, once my career football is over, my main dream is probably to own my own trucking company. That's something I always wanted to do as a kid, is to own my own trucking company. So that's pretty much what I want to, you know, look into after the football season is over and my football career is over.
And Kobe, for our last question, for any rising high school football player, what's the best piece of advice you could give to them?
The best piece of advice is always to remember to work hard and remember that you have to always outwork others. You can't do the same thing that others do. You have to stay to yourself. You have to know yourself and know your worth and set goals for yourself. Most of all, once you set goals for yourself, try to accomplish those goals. And don't settle for anything less.
That was Kobe Lewis with the Central Michigan Chippewas. We really appreciate your time and wishing you best of luck in the upcoming season.
No problem.